Professors at Memorial University none too pleased with an apparent about-face on Memorial University's recent pledge to fight climate change. This following what academics call the open-ended public support MUN President Vian Timmins provided for the province oil and gas industry last week during a news conference. Psychology professor at Memorial University, Dr. Bill Montevecchi, signed the open letter. He spoke with VOCM's Allison King about what exactly this letter means and why it's important for Memorial University to be independent.
Can you talk to me about how the university made a pledge to take action against climate change and what this apparent show of support for the oil and gas sector says to the Memorial University community who want to see action against climate change?
Yeah, it does seem a bit, antithetical to that position to try and decarbonize and to try and shift to green jobs, you know. And clearly there has to be a transition and it's not going to be a one-off. We're all aware of that. The issue that really bothers me is that, you know, it's the independence of the university. And the president of the university, we don't want the president of the university going with the, you know, the political flavor of the day. We clearly, you know, see this huge momentum from our provincial government, from the vested interest in oil companies to subsidize corporations that are making billions of dollars in profits. And in the first instance, that doesn't seem like a good way to be spending federal dollars. And the other primary interest is that our university wants to be independent of that kind of issue. And it doesn't mean, you know, at Memorial University, I'm sure there will be people in favor of that subsidy. There will be people against it. That's fine. I actually think that's exactly why we're here. We can offer independent opinions. We're not an arm of government. We don't want to be bound by corporate support. Of course, we're going to have private support and public support, of course, but that really should be arm's length, and it shouldn't be a determinant of, you know, a position of the university or a perceived position of the university when the, you know, president makes such a statement.
In part to that, it talked about the letter itself talked about how seeking a subsidy for oil and gas will potentially lessen the available funds for new environmentally sustainable industries and fields of study. Can you speak to that?
No, I'm not sure that I can speak to that. You know, there's only so much money to go around. We're well aware of that. Clearly, look, I mean, we're raising, you know, tuition for our students. I don't think most people want to do it, but it's tough times. So, you know, clearly the university has to find ways to support itself. And clearly this comes from government. And clearly it comes from private benefactors. Clearly it comes from corporations. But so I don't know, you know, that $1 gets traded off for another dollar. But what I do know is that we have to have, you know, like a game plan. It is very, very hard for a university to be independent. And it's very easy for a university to lose that independence. And I think that's the issue. Clearly, you know, decarbonizing, clearly green initiatives are important for our university. Our university has commitments in that regard. Really, what we're concerned about is that, you know, that we're independent. That's actually our obligation, I think, to society, you know, to the Newfoundland and Labrador society.
Do you think it's important that Memorial University recommits to the climate crisis pledge?
Yes, of course it's important that the university commit. I mean, it's a crisis, right? We know it's a crisis, and we have to, you know, use the ability that we have, use the tools that we have, and apply them. We know climate change is perhaps the most pervasive crisis on the planet. And if we can, you know, whatever we can do at our university and other universities and other, you know, other organizations can do, we have to do. And I think what I find really interesting about the letter, it's from students, it's from faculty, you know, it's from staff, and it's a cross-section of Memorial University. And I think that's really important. And we're so different, you know, from one to the other. We can find those commonalities. I just think it's terrific. And it'll be really, you know, useful and helpful to open a dialogue with the president and to, you know, to hear what the president has to say. You know, I mean, she's got the letter, so we want to hear from her. You would say the ball's in her court. We're glad she's here. We welcome her here, but We need this kind of dialogue. It's just too easy for things to get off track, and it's too easy for our university to lose its independence. And that's the last thing that we ever want to do.